Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the process that God has for us. And we see the demonstration of God's power in our lives. It is in this place that we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we become who he is in the earth to someone else. We become that light. We become that answer. We become that truth. We've been looking and studying about wisdom and faith in a way that have not known before, because it's giving us victory in our lives in areas where we have not had victory before. It's a place where we're seeing the demonstration of God's power like never before. And that's out of the book of Proverbs. God is allowing us to go in and dig in that book and grab wisdom so that we can win in the places that we have not won before in our lives. This year, God has promised that we were going to have victory in our lives. This year was going to be a place where we were going to have divine completion and glory was going to be given. So God wants us to understand that in areas that we did not even know we needed that victory, he wants us to have it, and he's taken us to the book of wisdom so that we can understand and win even greater. Proverbs is a book where we want to learn how to live, and we want to live successfully, and we want to be able to learn how to act in every circumstance, in every situation. And that is not always true. In every circumstance or situation, we don't know how to act always the way that we should and in the manner that we should, with the wisdom that we should. So God wants us to win so that we can act wisely, behave wisely, have the wisdom that backs up our actions, knowing that it's righteous wisdom, that it's godly wisdom. Wisdom itself, as we said before, when we do it God's way, it gives us, when we grab wisdom, wisdom gives us long life, a good long life, riches, honor, pleasure, and peace. These are the things that riches gives to us whenever we allow that the spirit of wisdom to come upon us. The spirit of wisdom wants to give us these advantages. He wants to give us these tools, these impartations, these fruits that is going to produce in us great things. And when you understand that God wants you to produce these things in your life, it's his good pleasure that you produce it through wisdom, not just any wisdom, but his wisdom, then you understand that God is saying, I want you to succeed no matter where you find yourself and no matter where you're at. I want you to have the tools that are necessary for you to function. I want you to be able to remain in a place of consistent victory, whether you are in your house, whether you're on the job, in the corporate world, whether you're in church with your family or by yourself. I want you to have wisdom that looks like me and produces something that makes your life much richer, more fuller, and holistically better. So the Lord wants us to have this, and he's allowed us to understand that as we embrace what he's saying, as we embrace where he's taking us and what he's going to do in wisdom, we're going to bear something that that other people will look at and marvel, but we will know it is because of God and his goodness that we are now walking in the fulfillment of these things. Length of days are in wisdom's hand. That's what we're going to have. In her left hand, there's riches and honor. That's what it says in the New Testament Bible. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. That's what wisdom gives to us, and we want those things. We want those things that the Lord is saying that we can have when we grab wisdom, when we embrace wisdom, when we understand that wisdom has something to offer us because we decided to do it God's way. We decided to walk in the way that is upright and rightly before the Lord, and that's what we want. We have to learn to be wise. We have to learn to be wise. That means we've got to practice this. That means we've got to practice following after wisdom. We got to practice wanting wisdom. We got to practice not reacting more in our flesh or our emotions more than we grab wisdom and the Spirit of God. we've got to say within ourselves, I'm choosing to do life differently. Where I haven't succeeded in the emotional realm or the relational realm or in on my job with my coworkers or in the church or in my family because of not having the right wisdom or applying the right wisdom or living the right wisdom, now I'm trying to learn more and learn better. So by us learning to be wise, learning to say, God, help me, we're going to develop good judgment, and we're going to have common sense that is beyond just street smarts or hustling. It's going to be that which is necessary for us to be the people that can show and display influence that someone else can live by, someone else can follow, someone else can even understand how God operates in wisdom by how he sees us move in the earth and the wisdom that comes from him. Now, the Bible lets us know that we are to cling to wisdom, and she will protect you, and she would love you, and she would guard you. We want that. Just like the Holy Spirit and the angels of the Lord are there, wisdom is there saying, okay, as you apply me, as you live me, as you learn me, when you face situations where you don't know what to do, I'm going to be that protection that helps you speak wisely with the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God. I'm going to be that protection that when you show up and they give you things that you don't even know, questions that you don't know, wisdom is going to step in and give you the answer that is right. When there's something that comes all of a sudden, a calamity that comes all of a sudden, or something, event that is happening all of a sudden, something that you haven't planned, wisdom is going to be there so that the words that you speak will make you be a person that knows how to handle difficult situations and not someone who doesn't know how to move and operate. But it's going to be wisdom that is there, and it's going to be the right answers because you've already said, I want to learn. I want to embrace wisdom. I want to grab wisdom. I want wisdom to be right here with me, just as it was with God in the beginning. The Bible lets us know that wisdom was there with God in the beginning when he spoke, when he called things into existence. So we want that same wisdom there with us when we're facing peaceful situations or situations that are out of control or in calamity. We want that wisdom to be there so that our voice of influence will cause people to hear and hear wisdom and hear instructions and hear peace. Hear that what they need to hear so that whatever we need to do is carried out. Even if it's a last minute thing, wisdom is going to be there. If it's a well thought out plan, wisdom is going to be in it. Whatever it is, we want the wisdom of God to be there. And so that's what we need to. Determination, being determined to be wise is the first step towards becoming wiser. I'm determined to be wise, and I want to be wise in all that I do, and we need to be wise. So that is the first step to getting wisdom, being determined to be wise. And I want us to get everything that God has for us. I'm praying that the church itself and the body of Christ will move in a place of wisdom, that wherever we go, wisdom of God will be there so that the world will be able to pull on the wisdom that we have, and the wisdom is full of knowledge, understanding, and instructions, so that they will be able to see and understand how we're moving in this dispensation and the grace of God with that wisdom that will cause things to change for the better. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life. The process is there. I pray that you apply this wisdom, live this wisdom, and see it in your life manifested. Have a blessed and wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow for another 15-minute empowerment, and that empowerment is going to be on the same thing, wisdom. God bless you.